When you get the blues. Well, I sat and I listened to the Shoeshine Boy, and I thought I was gonna jump with joy.
This is Bonjour to you, the radio show that's responsible for milking ears. So keep listening and book a trip to the ER every Tuesdays and Thursdays from 3 to 4.
Come here, how are you getting? It is 3 o'clock, it is Bonjour to you time, yes, but today I have a bunch of stuff to talk about. Dark Knight Rises, weather report, strange laws from Canada, and I got a promotional thing here for something that I'll tell you about after. Anyway, my name is Lewis Wesley, and in the studio right now, have an old friend, haven't had him on the show in a while. His name is Randy Muscatame, and he has the word of the day. So, Randy, tell me, what is the word of the day?
Nibimadehe.
Nip.
Ni.
Ni.
Bi.
Nibi.
Ma.
Nibima.
Da.
Nibimadehe.
Nibi.
Nibimadehe. Yeah, what's that mean?
I'm skating.
I'm skating. Oh, wicked.
Yeah.
So, I'm skating.
Nibimadehe.
Nibi. Nibimadehe.
You're slaughtering it, man.
Say it again. Say it around everyone.
Nibimadehe.
I'm skating.
Yeah.
Ne. I know that because ne means me, right? Ne.
Yeah.
How would you say you're skating?
Gi.
Gi.
Nibimadehe.
And their skating would be?
We know Nibimadehe.
There we go. So there we go. And thank you for the word of the day. So I'm skating. Nibimadehe. There you go. I said it. Nibimadehe. Anyway. This is Jay-Z, Rihanna, and Kanye West Run This Town Tonight. So, yeah, enjoy. It's Bonjour to you time.
Said it, we are. This is Rock Nation. Pledge your allegiance. Get your fatigues on. All black, everything. Black cars, all black, everything. And our girls are black birds, riding with their diligence. I get more in depth if you boys really real enough. This is not familiar. I'll explain later. But for now, let me get back to this paper. I'm a couple bands down and I'm trying to get back. I gave Doug a grip, I lost a flip for 5 stacks. Yeah, I'm talking 5, 6, 0, shot zeros. Here the back to running circles realm. Now we squared up. Hold up.
Life's a game, but it's not fair. I break the rules, so I don't care.
Uh-huh.
So I keep doing my own thing. Walking tall against the rain. Victory's within the mile. Almost there, don't give a foul. Only thing that's on my mind is who gonna run this town tonight.
Call me Caesar, in a dark Caesar, please follow the leader. So Eric B, we are, microphone fiend, it's the return of the God, peace God. Ain't nobody fresher, I'm in Mason, Martin Martella on the table screaming, the other side, they jealous. We got a banquet full of bras, they got a table full of fellas. Yeah. And they ain't spending no cake, they should throw their hand in, cause they ain't got no space.
Ew.
My whole team got dough, so my bank account is looking like millionaires, bro.
Ew.
Life's a game, but it's not fair. I break the rules, so I don't care. So I keep doing my own thing. Walking tall against the rain. Victory's within the mile. Almost there, don't give up now. Only thing that's on my mind is who gonna run this town tonight.
How you could go from being Joe Blow to everybody on your know.
I bought my whole family whips, no Volvos. Next time I'm in church, please no photos. Police escorts, everybody passports. This the life that everybody asked for. This a fast life, we are on a crash course. What you think I rap for? To push rap for? But I know that if I stay stunting, all these girls only gon' want one thing. I could spend my whole life goodwill hunting. Only good gon' come is as good when I'm. She got a that'll swallow up a G-string. And up top, two B-stings. And I'm B-sting off the Riesling. And my just made it out the precinct. We give a about the drama that you do bring. I'm just trying to change the color on your mood ring. Reebok, baby, you need to try some new things. Have you ever had shoes without shoestrings? What's that, yay? Baby, these heels. Is that a mate? What? Baby, these wheels. You tripping when you ain't sipping. Have a refill. You're feeling like you're running, huh? Now you know how we feel.
Listen, baby girl, I ain't got a motorboat, but I can float your boat. So listen, baby girl, once you get a dose of dough, you gon' want some more. So listen, baby girl, when I make it, I want you there. I want you there, yeah.
Radio Network
89.9 FM.
Informer, you know, say that I miss no me, I go blame. Ali keep on bum them. Take the man that say, say that I miss no me, stab somewhere down the lane. Ali keep on bum them.
Informer, you know, say that I miss no me, I go blame. Ali keep on bum them. Take take them on the city, then I'm a stomach stab somewhere down the lane. I like you bum bum damn, informer. You know, say that I'm a stomach, I have a blame. I like you bum bum damn, take them on the city, then I'm a stomach stab somewhere down the lane. I like you bum bum damn, these are the men who come in and they blow down my door. Rainy car through through my window, so they put me in the back of the car at the station. From that point on, I reached my destination, where the destination region had a east detention. With a look down the pants, look up my bottom, so informer. You know, say that I'm a snowman, I go glam. I like you, boom, boom, damn. Take them on the city, say that I'm a snowman, stop somewhere down the lane. I like you, boom, boom, damn. Informer. You know, say that I'm a snowman, I go glam. I like you, boom, boom, damn. Take them on the city, say that I'm a snowman, stop somewhere down the lane. Big on them, they think them have more power. They on the phone, me say they wanna want me. If I want to use the one, so now me call me lover. Love who me calling on, the one tell me. I'm in love in my heart, down to my belly. Listen to my stomach, I feel cool and deadly. It's the one MC Shan and the one that is snow. Together we all have them, it's a tornado. Informer, you know, say that I'm a snowman, I go glam. I like you, boom, boom, damn. Take them on the city, then I'm a snowman, start somewhere down the lane. I like you, boom, boom, damn. Say that I'm a snowman, I go glam. I like you, boom, boom, damn. Take them on the city, say that I'm a snowman, stop somewhere down the lane. I like you, boom, boom, damn. So listen for me, you better listen for me now. Listen for me, you better listen for me now. Bring me the rock with the microphone, with the rock on steady. You see that I'm a snowman, yeah, the art to cut down. But then I in and I have the dance, and they say where you come from. People them say you come from Jamaica, but me born and raised in Connecticut, don't know what you know. Pure brown people, man, is all I'm on. My shoes and them tear up and my toes just to show up. With me a ballin' all the one Toronto. So informer, you know, say that I'm a snowman, I go glam. I like you, boom, boom, damn. Take them on the city, say that I'm a snowman, stop somewhere down the lane. I like you, boom, boom, damn. Informer, you know, say that I'm a snowman, I go glam. I like you, boom, boom, damn. Take them on the city, say that I'm a snowman, stop somewhere down the lane. I like you, boom, boom, damn. Come with a nice young lady. Intelligent, yes, she jungle in Ari. Everywhere me go, me never left for a tally. You say that it's no me, I the rum dance man. Rum it in a dance, I live in a nation. You never know, say that I'm a stomach, I the boom shaka. Me never lay down flat in a one can board box. You say that I'm a stomach, I go reaching at the top. So informer, you know, say that I'm a stomach, I go glam. I like you, boom, boom, damn. Take them on the seat, say that I'm a stomach, stop, stumble down the lane. I like you, boom, boom, damn. Informer, you know, say that I'm a stomach, I go glam. I like you, boom, boom, damn. Take them on the seat, say that I'm a stomach, stop, stumble down the lane. I like you, boom, boom, damn. Why would
I'm sitting around cool with my tibby dibby girl. Police knock my door, lick up my pal. Rough me up and I can't do a thing. Pick up my line when my telephone ring. Take me to the station, black up my hands. Trail me down cause I'm hanging with the snowman. What I'm gonna do, I'm backed in a trap. Slap me in the face and took all of my gap. They have no clues and they wanna get warmer. But Sham won't turn informer.
Informer, you know, say that I'm a snowman, I go glam. I like you, boom, boom, damn. Take them on the city, say that I'm a snowman, stop somewhere down the lane. I like you, boom, boom, damn. Informer, you know, say that I'm a snowman, I go glam.
The views and opinions stated on the show do not reflect those of the Wawate Radio Network. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, okay guys, it's 3:13. You're listening to the Boujou To You Show. My name is Lewis Wesley, the host of the show. So right now we have the weather report, and so let's get this out of the way. And one thing I've noticed about doing the radio, the weather report, is that why tell you if it's going to be snowy or raining or whatever? Because you guys are there. If you're there, you could see it. So I might as well tell you guys the temperature, eh? Why not? Or if it's going to be sunny. Or, you know, because you're there. You could see it. I don't have to tell you that it's sunny in Pickle Lake or whatever, but anyway. Santa Lake Pecanchicum today is sunny with a high of minus 15, with a wind chill at minus 34. Tomorrow, Wednesday, with a sunny of high of minus 14. Pickle Lake and One in the Lake today, sunny with a high of minus 14, wind chill at minus 33. Wednesday, sunny with a high of minus 12, with a wind chill at minus 34. Big Trout Lake and Satchel Lake today, sunny with a high of 15, minus 15, with a wind chill at minus 33. Wednesday, sunny with a high of minus 14, wind chill will be at minus 33. Port Hope and Webequay today, sunny, high of minus 15, wind chill at minus 32. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of minus 13. Moosonee and Fort Albany today, sunny with cloudy periods, high of minus 18, wind chill at minus 32. Tomorrow will be sunny with a high of minus 15. Avawakistat. No, Moosonee and Fort Albany. Today, sunny with cloudy periods, high minus 18, wind chill minus 32. Tomorrow, sunny with a high minus 15. Avawakistat. Today, sunny with a high minus 17, wind chill minus 32. Wednesday, sunny, high minus 18 with a wind chill minus 28. Fort Severn today was a high of minus 19. Sunny though, with a wind chill minus 32. Tomorrow, sunny with a high minus 18. Pewaunik today, sunny with cloudy periods, high minus 20 with a wind chill minus 33. Wednesday, sunny, wind is going to be windy with a high minus 18. City of Thunder Bay and Superior West today, sunny with a high of minus 13. Wednesday, sunny with high. Sunny with high of minus 10, wind chill at minus 34. Kenora and Esther Falls today, sunny with a high of minus 16, wind chill at minus 34. Wednesday, sunny with a high of minus 13. Dryden and Ignace today, sunny with a high of minus 16. Wednesday, sunny with a high of minus 13, wind chill at minus 28. Fort Frances, Rainy Lake today, sunny with a high of minus 16. Wednesday, sunny with a high of minus 13. Red Lake, Ear Falls today, sunny with a high of minus 13, wind chill at minus 30. Wednesday, sunny with a high of minus 13, wind chill at minus 33. And here in Steilacoat and Savannah Lake, today is sunny, and it is outside with high of minus 17. Tonight will be clear with a low of minus 28, so if you're going to be walking around after sundown, it's going to get a little chilly. Tomorrow will be sunny with a wind chill at minus 20. High of minus 12, though. So, that was your weather report. And anyway, what I want to tell you guys is that there's a big conference going on in Winnipeg on February 22nd to 24th. It's called the Hidden Legacy. The Aboriginal Manitoba Chiefs invites all interested individuals, Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal, who are 16 years and older, to a national conference that will explore the unspoken truth. They're asking for people to join them for this important free first national intergenerational conference and workshops that will provide the tools to help effectively deal with the intergenerational impacts of residential school's legacy. They want to understand how anger, depression, family violence, and poor self-image are all producers of this legacy. Identify resources and tools for educators on frontline workers, social service workers, correctional officers, healthcare providers, law enforcement agencies, etc. They want to share experiences through workshops and roundtable sessions. Discover the lost generations. Join them in bridging the gap between cause and effect. Breaking the cycle, take the first step by attending the most important event of the year and building hope for a future, beginning a new history of yourself and your family. Interactive workshops will explore the impact of the hidden legacy. Prison populations, school dropouts, self-image issues, increase in single mothers, gang membership, drug and alcohol abuse, spousal and sibling abuse, and moving beyond trauma. So that's all the stuff they want to explore and deal with. It's not that they want to deal with it. They want to help solve issues. This is workshops, all of it for a good cause. Keynote speakers will include Edrilo Duran, Healing the Soul Wound, Moving Beyond Trauma. I guess he wrote something like that. Dr. Gaber Mate, Direct Participation Workshops. Elijah Harper, for Breaking the Silence and Breaking Barriers. Dr. Lori Haskell, Disrupted Attachment, a Social Context Trauma Fire Framework, and the Lives of Aboriginal Peoples in Canada. These are their keynote speakers, this is what they're talking about. Joseph Pinawanaka? I can't even say. I'm sorry if you're listening, Joseph. Joseph Pinawanakwat. Okay, Traditional Medicine and Embracing Gifts. And it's hosted by the Assembly of First Nations Manitoba. And for more information, please contact Jennifer Wood, toll-free, at 1-877-626-6713 or email AMC at gotoregister.ca. So email AMC at gotoregister.ca. Also, you can fax to 1-866-780-2188. So that is by the Aboriginal initiative. Oh, what was it again? It was hosted by... Yeah. But anyway, Hidden Legacy, it's supposed to be a good thing happening on the February 22nd to 24th. So if you want to go, it's there. I'll bring more information as it comes. But here is Kesha. I don't know, Kesha. I'll just say Kesha. After that, we got some Avenged Sevenfold and some Sean Paul. So enjoy, guys, and listen in.
Turn me on when they take it off, when they Hey kid, do I have your attention? I know the way you've been living. Life's so reckless, tragedy endless. Welcome to the family. Hey, there's something missing. Only time will alter your vision. Never in question, lethal injection. Welcome to the family.
Press sit up on mine, girl, when you press it up to the way you wiggle it, girl, you make me stress it up so I cannot wait to caress it when you press it up so the way you're moving it, girl, I cannot get enough when I feel me push it, girl, press it up so the way you wiggle it, girl, you make me stress it up so I cannot wait to caress it when you press it up so the way you're moving it, girl, I cannot get enough when I feel me push it, press. Girl, what's the hold up? I just stand up and pose up when I want to feel it, press it close up, compress it close up. Gotta get my pose up. Wanna take you home, get you to the zone and give you the most love. Give you the most love, most love. Listen to girl, you feel yeah, what me said. Girl, you feel wine from the peg, like you're the in on me bed. Then girl, if you accept the leg, and I'm not worrying a friend, I'm gonna give you this thing, girl, that you will never regret. So when you press it up, so the way you wiggle it, girl, you make me stress it up, so I cannot wait to caress it when you press it up, so the way you're moving it, girl, I cannot get enough when I feel me pushing it, press it up, so the way you wiggle it, girl, you make me stress it up, so I cannot wait to caress it when you press it up, so the way you're moving it, girl, I cannot get enough when I feel me pushing it, press it up. SP say picking up the girl, them a fat and sexy. You shoulda did know. No. So the girl them around and flexy. Them will love to line up in a row. First class girls get my pass when them a shake them ass and them a take it low. This a dancehall music, baby. Rhythm is a bounce and shake that glow.
When you ready, girl, when time you want it, come get it. Let me set it, girl. Take care of you like a medic. When you ready, girl, when time you want it, come get it. Let me set it, girl. Take care of you like a medic. But when you press it up, so the way you wiggle it, girl, you make me stress it up, so I cannot wait to caress it when you press it up, so the way you're moving it, girl, I cannot get enough when I feel me push it, press it up, so the way you wiggle it, girl, you make me stress it up, so I cannot wait to caress it when you press it up, so the way you're moving it, girl, I cannot get enough when I feel me push it, press it up.
Okay, and we're back. The time is 3:30, right on the dot. Well, more or less. Anyway, so this part of the show, I'm going to tell you guys about my movie news. And this today is going to be talking about The Dark Knight Rises. Yes, I talk a lot about Batman, but Batman is good. And for anyone who has watched The Dark Knight, you can agree that that was a wickedly awesome, mega cool movie. So, there's what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to explore everything, what we know. And my information, my source of my information is from IGN.com. If you want to check it out yourself, check out IGN.com. And what it literally says what we know about the Batman 3. So anyway, Warner Brothers has confirmed that Batman will be joined by Catwoman and Bane in The Dark Knight Rises. Yes, it will. It is safe to know that the majority of the major characters that will play in the role that will play is also, you know, Batman. He's going to be in, well, see, let's say this again. It's safe to know that the majority of the major characters that will play a role in The Dark Knight Rises, first and the most obvious, is Batman. Yeah, by Christian Bale. In The Dark Knight, he had purposely taken the rap for Harvey Dent's murders and became an enemy of the Gotham City Police Department. We doubt life has improved much in time since then. Having rebuilt Wayne Manor and the Batcave, Batman will now have a place to go with choice and necessity. So, that's first things first. So, that's... I don't know if that's confirmed, but that's something we'd like to see. You know, they have his Batcave and Wayne Manor's done again. So, also, Catwoman is played by Anne Hathaway and is one of two villains. It's one of two villains, okay? But it's also known that it's both a love interest and a frequent source of frustration for Batman. That's what Catwoman does. Catwoman is a burglar. Batman runs into her every now and then, but, you know, doesn't really arrest her. Because she, and more or less, in this one, she could be more of a rival hero. Less than a villain, and more of a rival hero cleaning up the streets of Gotham in this movie. We expect Bane, played by Tom Hardy plays Bane, to act more of a direct foe to Batman. Okay? And Batman is strategic mastermind, and the brains behind everything. and he's able to stand toe-to-toe with Batman. We know this because he's strong. In the movie, he has to be something, because in the just like in the comic books, he has an addiction to the strength-boosting drug known as Venom, and it's both his extra asset and his greatest weakness. We expect the movie to make various changes to the character, likely toning his strength and size down and playing up his more cerebral qualities. So yeah, that's thing, that's Bane. Gordon, Commissioner James Gordon, played by Gary Oldman. Gordon alone knows the truth behind Batman's 5 murders. Yeah, so he took the rap for Harvey Dent. Harvey Dent is not coming back. That is confirmed. Harvey Dent is gone. You know, he's not coming back. He did not survive the fall. Also, let's see. Rachel Dawes is dead. So, there's going to be have to have a love interest for Batman. We expect the Dark Knight will feature a new version of the Batsuit and Batmobile, which is something I'm looking forward to, since the Batmobile did get destroyed. Bruce Wayne is a billionaire. He could make a new Batmobile. And also Batsuit. From the last movie, they were able to turn his head around or something like that. Christopher Nolan is currently putting the finishing touches on his final script and expected to complete sometime this January. So, as January is done, it's February. So maybe he is done. But The Dark Knight Rises is shooting. Is expected to begin this May and continue on till November. Warner Brothers will release the film July 20th, 2012. Let's see what else we got here. Now here's some rumors that have been going on. Rumors. The script is based on the graphic novel Prey. Batman battling Deadshot, Black Mask, and some other guys. And, of course, the thing. This has been called fake. Because we already know Catwoman and Bane are in the movie. But we're not going to rule that out. People are saying they shouldn't rule that out, as they could change it up. They could change from Hugo Strange in place for Bane. They could easily strain and other stuff, but probably won't happen. Also, female leads. There's two of them, as supposed to be. Hathaway's Catwoman, and the one role is said to be the villain, and the other is a love interest for Bruce Wayne. So I'm guessing Catwoman will be the love interest, because, you know, she'll help him out sometimes. And Eva Green playing the role of Tila Al Ghul, and Naomi Watts playing things. So Tila Al Ghul, you know, is Ra's al Ghul's daughter. Tila's inclusion would also lend a nice but symmetrical to the trilogy, with Ra's al Ghul's headlining thing. So she'll have stuff, you know, she'll have a grudge against Batman, and she'll want to get him back. Okay, in the comics, the Falcone, oh yeah, that's another thing. The crime lord Falcone, he's coming back, because Cat, in the comic books, Cat, that's Catwoman's father. Catwoman's father, yeah, Falcone. Batcave thing, so there's a lot of more stuff to talk about, but I'm just going to leave it like that. Bane, we're expecting something from Bane and everything. So, new Batcave, new everything. But, as you guys know, I've made my own Dark Knight Rises skit, but I'm not playing that today. I'm going to start off with a new thing. This is going to be my new thing. I wrote this myself. It's called Rogue One. But this is just the teaser. It's not even done yet. Not even done. Not even done. So, this is the Dark Knight. This is Buju to Use Rogue One teaser.
Night's cold, dark, and silent. All except for the snow blowing in the air. It's a story about Rogue One. Right now, Rogue One is in the upper reaches of Russia, chasing down a suspected war criminal. He moves slowly, stealthily. That's what he was taught. He surveys the land, pulls out of his binoculars, and knows that there's four sentries outside, armed. He moves up closer to a better view. He knows that the lieutenant is inside. But why such few men? He moves his way up. As he's getting closer, he stops and sees there are men coming in the distance. He moves slowly, stealthily. He stays still. He sees men, two of them, walking up. He hears them. They don't notice him. These are hired mercenaries. No one will notice them. They're getting closer. Rogue One takes out his sidearm. USP. Silenced. Four quick shots, he takes him out. He moves up to his targets. They're down. He digs through the belongings, hopefully to find something. He finds intel. Map. Patrol. And where his target is. A map of the house. It confirms all the intel that he was given. Rogue One flashes back to his briefing.
As usual, your assignment is classified. No one is to know. Early reports of General Yuzchev's criminal acts in Chechnya have come to fruition. Therefore, he needs to be taken care of. Your job is to capture this man. We need him for questioning. You're on a need-to-know basis, and right now, we need him. He's held up in a cabin on the edge of the Russian border. Intel is considered reliable. Because of the ceasefire agreement from the UN, we cannot simply run any guns blazing. This man, Lieutenant Grayson, has taken this to his advantage. There should be minimal security in a 2-hour window. Pickup will be at 0400 hours. All in all, everything is in place. You need to grab him before he moves to his new location. And always, payment will be given at the time of confirmation.
Ooh, that sounds awesome already. But anyway, this is my next song I want to play is Mariana's Trench, Celebrity Status. But before we do that, I have a question for you, my riddle today. And I got a $10 gift certificate from Chicken Chef, 45A King Street, 737-007. $10 gift certificate goes to the first person to call me and tell me who is playing Bane in The Dark Knight Rises. Call me, 737-4040 or 1-800-661-5171. That's 737-4040 or 1-800-661-5171. Who plays Bane in Dark Knight Rises? Okay, guys, this one's Katy Perry's Hot and Cold. But remember, trying to give away a gift certificate. Call me, 737-4040 or 1-800-661-5171. All you got to do is tell me who will play Bane in the new Dark Knight Rises movie. Who's going to play Bane? If you guys were listening, I said it already. Who's going to play it? Tell me about it. Call me.
You don't really wanna stay, no. You don't really wanna. Thursdays from 3 to 4 on Huawei Radio. Let's get it on.
Okay, and we're back. Time is 3:45, and I need a caller. Someone call me, please. If you're listening to this right now, call me at 737-4040 or 1-800-661-5171. All you gotta do is tell me who is playing Bane in the new Dark Knight Rises movie. And if you can't answer, you can't answer. It's going to move on to Thursday. But whatever, I got some news here. Apparently the guys, the exact same guys who are playing the, making The Dark Knight, are also producing the new Superman reboot movie. It's not going to be like the one that happened in 2006 or 2007. But anyway, wait. Before we do this, we have a caller. Let's see if they got the answer to my thing. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Do you have the answer to my riddle?
Oh, is this Tom Hardy?
Yes, it is. What is your name there, brother?
Oh, Sean Ray.
Sean Gray?
Yeah.
All right. Where are you calling from?
Poplar Hill.
Poplar Hill. Are you going to be coming around anytime soon?
Oh, no. Can I give it to Caroline Mamaqua? She lives in Tula.
Caroline Mamaqua.
Oh, that's my niece.
Awesome. Mamaqua.
I'll call her up to get it.
Yeah, and you tell her to come by the Wawate office and ask for Lewis. I'll leave it at the front desk for you.
Okay.
All right. Have a good one. Thank you. Bye. So he just won himself a $10 gift certificate to Chicken Chef at 45A King Street here in Sulaco. Their number is 737-0007. So as I was saying, oh yeah, thank that guy, Sean Gray, he's giving it to Caroline Mamaqua, his niece. But anyway, what I wanted to say is that the Warner Brothers Superman reboot is going to be directed by Zack Snyder. I said this before, or Snyder, he made 300, which was just epically awesome. And he also did Watchmen, which is even more awesome. It's on the awesomeness of awesome awesomeness. If awesome had an awesome name, it would be Zack Snyder. Just kidding. Anyway, Warner Brothers and Legendary Pictures officially announced Sunday that the 27-year-old actor, his name, Henry Cavill, perhaps best known for his role in on the Tudors, who will be the next Deicis in the Immortals, has won it. He's going to be the new. I've seen this picture of this guy. He kind of looks like a Superman. Henry Cavill. Snyder said in a statement, "In the pantheon of superheroes, Superman is the most recognized, most revered character of all time. I am honored to be a part of his big return to the big screen. I also join Warner Brothers, Legendary, and other producers in saying how excited we are about casting of Henry. He's the perfect choice to don the cape and the S-Shield." But he's also going to be playing Clark Kent? I can't remember. Is it Clark Kent or Kent Clark? Anyway, his alter ego. And anyway, this Henry Cavill, apparently this isn't his first time. He was actually in line to play in the other one, that Superman Returns, which we all know what happened. Bryan Singer took over and he made Brandon Routh the thing. He was also supposed to be James Bond. He was the runner-up for James Bond, but Daniel Craig got the role because he was older. Henry Cavill was a little too young, and also he auditioned for the role of Batman Begins. So, some big names. So he tried it out, but he could have got it, but he was either too young or someone else came along. But anyway, this is Saint Veronica by Billy Talent. We got the last almost 10 minutes here with us, so let's get this out of the way and enjoy the show, guys. I want to thank Sean Gray for calling in and winning his $10 ticket. This is Billy Talent's Saint Veronica.
Yeah.
Okay, the time is 3:52. This is the end of the show, the last segment of the day. So the word of the day today was Nibimadahe. I think I said that right. Nibimadahe. Nibimadahe. That means I'm skating. And if you're skating a gi nib, I can't even say it. I'm sorry, Randy, if you're listening. Nibimadahe. Nibimadahe. I can't even say it. Anyway, you're skating. I'm trying my best, guys. Shunyas also means money. I think everyone knows that. We sinin eat and other stuff and other stuff. But anyway, I don't know if this is true, but I just read this today. If you want to check it out, check out. It's on yahoo.com. Look it up. A woman from Los Angeles has reportedly filed a $1 trillion lawsuit against music mongol P. Diddy, claiming that he's responsible for the September 11th attacks. According to a Hollywood reporter, Valerie Joyce Wilson-Turks also accused Diddy, whose real name is Sean Combs, his ex-girlfriend Kim Porter, and the police brutality victim Rodney King, of somehow being responsible for the collapse of the World Trade Center. After they knocked down the World Trade Center, she wrote, "The three became the knocked my children down. Came and knocked my children down." What? Turks also added that Diddy stole her poker chip worth $1 zillion. $100 zillion, and she won in a Mississippi casino that later gave it away to someone else. Further, she further claimed she once dated Diddy, and that the 41-year-old rapper is the father of her 23-year-old son. She is petitioning for $900 billion in child support, and the other $100 billion she is seeking for lost income. Man, I don't even make $100 billion. Ever. A Los Angeles judge denied her request for a restraining order against Diddy, but set a hearing for January 31st. Wow, eh? Also in the news there, apparently, newly unveiled J-20 stealth fighters that has sparked fears that China is closing the technological gap with the United States. New footage, however, suggests they are firmly stuck in the 1980s, which is kind of weird because, okay, China Central Television, CCTV, recently aired footage of a J-10 fighter, a predecessor to the J-20, allegedly destroying another aircraft during a training flight. But many viewers noticed something fishy. The images seemed eerily familiar. Closer inspection revealed the uncanny similarity to a scene that was in the film Top Gun, the 1986 Tom Cruise blockbuster. Yes, I watched it and it does look like that. The film was removed from the CCTV website as news of the alleged fraud spread online. News comes amid the debate on the future of our own thing, whatever. But yeah, if you look at it, it's on yahoo.com. It really, really looks like that, you know? It like what it does, it like shows their tent, their fighter coming in and shoots a missile, and all of a sudden another airplane explodes. But it's the exact same thing as exact same thing as the movie Top Gun. Check it out. It's on yahoo.com. If you got a computer nearby, do that. It's really, really eerily divinity. Like, I don't know. So they had to take it down and everything. Also, the First Assembly of Manitoba Chiefs are asking you to attend the Hidden Legacy Convention. So it's going to be held at the Convention Center February 22 to 24th. Talks about residential schools and stuff. But anyway, more information on that as I get it. So we'll see you guys next Thursday. I want to congratulate Sean Gray. I think that's his name, last name. I wrote it down here somewhere. I want to thank him for calling in. And this is my song of the day. This one's dedicated to a guy out there. His name is Alan Bottle Jr. And he loves this song, apparently. This is La Passion by Gigi D'Agostino. I don't know what it is, but anyway, it's good. It's a nice song. Very mellow. Anyway, guys, La Passion. Le Passion. Eh, whatever. I'm Nish. I am Ojibwe. Later, guys. Later. Bonjour to you.